Okay. So I'll just give a very brief introduction to the study. I'm sure Huli said that you had read the consent form, but I'm
Yes.
just going to go over the purpose of the study super quickly. So the study has three different goals. The first one was to teach us students ethnographic interviewing skills. The second one was to learn about the cultural vibrancy of the Latin and Caribbean people here in Ottawa. And the third one was to create an archive for the Latin American and Caribbean community so that they can access it as a tool for keeping their cultures alive. So the interview itself has 12 questions, and we'll each take our turns asking you four questions and so on. And really quickly, before we begin, did you have any questions at all about the interview?
No, everything is okay. If you can hear me, perfect. It's okay, better. So I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. So I'll start with the first one. What is your country of origin?
Colombia in South America.
Perfect. And what brought you to Ottawa?
Love.
Okay.
Yes. I met a beautiful Canadian woman, native woman living in Colombia. And yeah, that was the hook to attract me. And that's why, yeah, that's the reason.
And do you have family here and do you see them frequently?
Not at all. Just myself and my wife and my kids, but there is no relatives in Canada at all.
And do you live in a Latin community or a neighborhood where people speak Spanish, and or Portuguese and celebrate various occasions?
Yeah, there is some people around that I know they speak some Spanish. Also, I'm quite involved in some way with the community because I work closely with our Canadian embassy, sorry, our Colombian embassy in Ottawa. So also have some friends working in different embassies from different Latin American countries. Also, I have a friend who owns a newspaper specialized for the Latin American community. Because my work related with different Latino people, so yeah, that's why I have a lot of connections with Latin America. But there is no special community around my house or my place. Maybe in the past used to be a Spanish class as part of the international language training, whatever that Ottawa Carleton District Board of Education offered. So we used to bring the kids to every Saturday, I think, or Sunday. And that was the closest maybe Latino community.
Great.
We also have, what celebrations are most important to you?
Like Latino celebrations.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe maybe the last day of the year is quite important for us as a Latin American culture. The Colombian National Day, which is in July 20. So I think those are the yeah, Christmas time as well, but maybe those two first that I just mentioned are the more representative, I think so.
And could you describe a typical day in your community?
My sorry?
A typical day in your community?
When I'm with people from Colombia, maybe number one theme that I want to highlight is laughing. So every time I'm with the community, with Latino community, we are smiling, we are laughing, we are having fun. I don't know if that's related with our culture, but it's always there, you know, that desire to talk, to have fun, music, and sometimes, you know, enjoying a special I don't know, dish or dish from our countries. I think those are very particular things that happens with Latino hours are together.
And how do you celebrate your heritage?
Yes, again, every July 20th, the Canadian, because I have a very strong relationship with our Colombian embassy in Canada, with the ambassadors and people working there. They organize every year the Colombian National Party Day. So we go there and celebrate. There is soccer games, there is different activities, people get together. They bring different foods or different products from Colombia. We spend the day celebrating. There is people who also in Ottawa and Gatineau, there is a Colombian association which is quite strong. So they celebrate, they organize this day, they bring groups of people that dance and show our culture and folklore. So it's a party, and maybe that's the main activity. And from time to time, our Colombian embassy organize different activities during the years. They invite an artist or a folklore or a musician and or a movie. So there is several activities that invite us to be together and to share experience. And yeah, maybe that's the best way.
And building off of that, what are some values that you hold most dear to you as a member, of the community?
The values, yeah, as I mentioned, I don't know how you to translate to English, the joyful to be together, like celebrating and the happiness, maybe. Yeah, maybe the work together in some way, try to help each other because we are not in Colombia, we are outside. So there is always, this desire to help you, to give you information or to assist you if you need something. So maybe that's, cooperation, and that's something that I can highlight.
Okay. So what would you like to share about yourself or your community that you think is important for people to know?
I was talking with our Colombian ambassador recently, a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned to me that there is a study that prove or show that people coming from Colombia are very hard workers. There is a lot of people coming from Colombia with a high standard of education level, different to the other ones. And is for us, it's very important to see our community working in different industries with different companies with very representative or very important roles in the society. That's very important for us because that show us that as an immigrants we can contribute, we can come to this country with our brains, not only our hands but our brains, and thinking and be part of this society. So that's one of the things that I found with our Colombian community. Yeah, for sure, that is possible to find people that are not very maybe aligned with the values we have in Canada. That could happen, but after 20 years living in Canada, every Colombian that I met are very committed, working hard for our Canadian values and giving everything for our economy and our community. So I'm really proud to be Colombian because there's a lot of Colombians working hard and giving everything to this country.
Yeah, very nice. So what foods do you make that remind you of home, and where do you purchase your groceries to prepare traditional meals?
Oh, that's good. That's a good question. In Ottawa, there is a couple of places that you can find some tropical fruits, tropical vegetables, that are very strong. It's a strong part of our culture. You can find in all the grocery stores, you can find a lot of our tropical fruits, our roots, our like cassava or a special kind of sweet potatoes we use. There is a lot of things that remind us our heritage, our culture. So it's very easy. It's very simple. Maybe 20 years ago, it was a little bit difficult at that time, but right now, we have a nice trade relationship with Colombia. We have a free trade agreement for last 10 years. So it's easy to find some of our foods. There is a couple of restaurants in Ottawa as well. Not too much, not too many. Maybe Montreal is more rich. There's more flavor of Latin America in Montreal, even Toronto. But in Ottawa has been growing for the last decade. So we eat a lot of one of those things is corn bread. We call arepa. It's a kind of corn bread that we use for breakfast. So that's very, very typical from our country. And also we eat a lot of plantain, which is a kind of banana. But we use a lot of plantains and mango, avocado, that kind of fruits really is good for us to be close to our natural home,
Okay. And so how likely would you and your family be to use the website we are creating for uploading your stories, and how would you use it? So we'd like to better serve the community. So any suggestions from you about access as well as what should be posted would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, Colombia has a very strong community of Colombians, Ottawa, Gatineau Colombian Association, or something like that. So this tool would be nice, would be very useful for our community, and to share experience or to would be okay. For us, maybe also approaching every embassy that would help to you also to promote this website or the tool that you just mentioned. So it would be nice to have that website to find a place to meet each other, maybe to talk our history, our what we are doing in Canada. Perhaps create a networking of people helping each other. When you are an immigrant and you come for the first time to a country, you have so many questions, and it's good to know that there is people outside that can help you to answer those questions or simple things, like to open a bank account or whatever. So many times you just came in a new world, everything is new. So if you have a website or a place or tool that you can communicate or give you contacts with all other Latin American people living in your city, that would be nice. That would be very helpful.
Okay, great. And then last question, just do you have any other comments or concerns for us?
No, actually, I'm very happy that you, as a student and as a faculty in the university, are helping the Latin American and Caribbean community. We are close. We have a lot of things that are in common, even though the weather is totally different. And we have several, as I mentioned before, free trade agreements, not only with Colombia, but we have Honduras, Costa Rica, Peru, recently Ecuador. So trade is, especially right now with these problems that we are facing with the United States, is very important to strengthen our relationship with Canada. When I came to Canada for the first time, I was able to write a book for trade as a consultant. And one of the things that I realized 20 years ago, it was like United States is like a wall, and and because that, as Canadians, we are not allowed to see the Latin American culture. Latin America is more than Mexico, and also the Latin American people thinks that Canada is like another extension of United States, and no, Canada is totally different values. So I think right now there is an opportunity to strengthen our relationship, to meet each other's, and that will be helpful for every country in Latin America and for us in Canada for trade. So it's a very special momentum. That's what I think is happening right now. So yeah, I'm very glad that the university is helping in some way to strengthen that relationship.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. That was easy.
Let me just end the recording.